All right, Psalm 23 and verse number 4. Okay. Everybody, would you be so kind as to read with me? Is that all? Go one more time, everybody. Psalm 23, if I can, for your careful consideration this morning, is one of the most read portions of Scripture that even the unbelievers read Psalms chapter 23, a psalm of David. In verse number 4 in particular, which will be the backdrop of our sermonic discussion this morning, we are going to speak on David's poetic utterance, where he declares, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Look at your neighbor quickly and say, "I shall want nothing. I shall want nothing." The text teaches us that when you look at verse number 4, it says, "Yea, though," and if you have gone to Bible school like me and some of the other dudes in the house this morning, "yea, though" is what they call a conjunction, which means that it connects one to another. Look at your neighbor, say, "It's a conjunction." Then he says, "You walk through." Walk through is what we call a proposition, which means that you have to either do it or not do it. Am I still in the right church? It's going to get better in a minute. And then he says, "For thou," which is a pronoun. A pronoun is that which refers to what is personal. And so when we then look at the text in its essence, we understand what David is saying. But Psalms 23, when you read it in its original Hebrew etymology, Psalms 23 can be interpreted in the present tense, although it was written ages ago, for the slow learners in the class. Psalm 23 is written in the present tense. For the Lord is present tense. My shepherd, I shall not want. Present tense. He leads me. Doesn't matter in what age or generation you live in, Psalm 23 will walk with you all the way. Hence, we must understand that the importance of the Word of Almighty God is that He journeys with us all the time. Is there anybody in this church that understands that we have transitioned from 2023, we're in 2024, and we're at the end of 2024, and you've made it? Is there anyone that has experienced highs and lows? Let me see those ones that have experienced the highs and the lows. If you are in this church this morning, I want you to lift your hand and say, "Thank you, Jesus. Because I've experienced all of those things in 1 year. But somehow, by God's divine providence, I've made it to the end of the year." Am I still in the right place here this morning? Clap your hands, everyone. It's going to get better in a minute. It's going to get better in a minute. So we have to then understand that when David pens down this poetic psalm, some argue whether it is a topical issue that David is dealing with, or whether it's a textual issue that David is dealing with. I'm saying that this is just life. And life must be lived. And we have to then determine what we learn out of the experiences that we go through. All of us this morning, all of us agreed that we have had our highs and we've had our lows. The issue for me is, what have we learned even in our highs and our lows? David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evils. That means that one of the things we have to understand in life is that we must first learn to accept our valleys. Because if all of us are real and if all of us are true, we will understand that sometimes we have more valleys than what we have mountaintops. Let me try and speak to the real folk on the other side. That if you are real with yourself, you will say, I am here, not because of the mountains, but because of what I've experienced in the valley. It's not what I've gone through on the mountaintop, but it's how God took me out when I was at my lowest, when I thought I would not make it, when I thought that life was turning the worst on me. Somehow God came through and lifted me up. But I can surely say now this morning, I have walked through the valley, I have walked through the mud, I have walked through difficulty, but I've made it through. Is there anybody here that has a testimony that can stand boldly and declare that I have walked through my valley, I have walked through my difficulty, but I'm glad that in the end of December 2024, I have made it by the grace of Almighty God? Is there anybody like that here this morning that can stand with me and say, thank you, Jesus, I've made it thus far? There we go, there we go. Watch. Watch. Are you ready, everyone? Slap your neighbor, high five, and say, you got to preach with the man this morning because it's going to get better. David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and these are the things that I've learned. Verse 18, I hope you would be the one that will concur with me and agree with me. That I've learned more in my valley experiences than what I've learned in my mountaintop experiences. Let me try and speak to the real folk in the church this morning before it gets a little bit crazy. I've learned more in my valley experiences than what I've learned on my mountaintop experiences. Can I get a witness in this church here this morning that will say, yes, that's the truth. That when you love life long enough, it's not just the good days, but it's the hard days that teach you how to develop character. It's the hard days that teach you how to pray. It's the hard days that teach you how to fast. When it all goes well, then all you want to do is sip pina coladas. But when things are down, am I preaching in the right church here this morning? Slap your neighbor, high five. It says, it's in the down moments. It's in the down days where I've seen the hand of God reach out the furthest. Is furthest the right word? Watch now. Here is the thing for me. I've had to walk through my own valleys. I have. Look at your neighbor and say, you look bougie, but we know. Your Brazilian hair does not fake. Does not move me. Come on, brother, you got to push with me. So, this is what I've learned. Watch now, everyone. This is what I've learned. In your valley, there are specific things you learn. One of the things you learn in a valley is who your friends are. Oh, now you want to speak to me. Now you want to chat to me. Now
Now you wanna say hallelujah and amen, because you know what it's like, that when you are in the valley, people's hearts are revealed against you. People don't like you to prosper. They don't want you to get better. They don't want you to do better. You can do better, but just not better than them. But the devil is a liar. Is there anybody in this church that says, thank God that while I was in the valley, God revealed? Who am I speaking to you this morning? I want you to stand and say, thank you, God, for taking the fake friends out of my life. Thank you, God, for removing those ones that was not supposed to be part of my life. Somebody in the church shout amen and hallelujah.
Am I in the right place here this morning? Say, tell your neighbor. One, the first thing the valley reveals is it reveals who your friends are. A valley will tell you. And please, who's at the sound desk? Where's Jordan? I need more volume. Yeah, please. Thank you. There we go. But say, the valley also reveals who your real family is. Am I in the right church here this morning? Because family can turn on you. They can love you with one hand and smack you with the other hand. But the devil is a liar. When I'm in my valley, I will lift up my eyes to the hill and recognize that my help cometh from the Lord. Those that trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that cannot be moved or be shaken. I pray this morning that someone here that is in a valley will say, the Yerah Samet me, the Yerah Samet me. Can I get somebody here to clap their hands and say, the Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. The valley will reveal who your true friends are.
Man, I can't even speak proper English. But it revealed who my friends are. Because when God started lifting me, they started skindering about me. Is skindering a right word? Let me try this side with the real peoples here. Not on the mountain. When you're on the mountain, everybody will sing your praises because they think they can get something from you. But once you're in the valley, you need a sister that will not come to your house to look at what your curtains look like. You need a sister that will come and say, I am here to pray that we are going to get through this. I want to take your hands. And those old school sisters that will go, Rabababaka Shakate. Is there anybody in the church that feel me? That when you are in the valley, your true friends will be revealed.
Tell your neighbor, watch out for your friends. Number two, the valley helps, or the valley teaches you to know who you are. The valley will introduce you to yourself. Oh, yeah, wait. Let me go here. I feel like coming down there. No. I feel like running down the aisle. The valley will reveal who you really are. I've seen people that will only serve God when it goes well with them. Mama Nila, they'll only be here when they feel that we have something to give them. But when they are left on their own, their true character and nature will not stand the heat of what they're going through. But then there's some of us that says, when it goes well or when it goes bad, I will
hold on to the name of Jesus. Am I in the right church here this morning? I need a sister here to say hallelujah and amen. Because the valley will reveal who you are. Job says, though he, David says, though he slay me, yet will I still praise him. Slap your neighbor, high five. Tell your neighbor you gotta praise him. Hallelujah. Can we raise the energy in the room? I say somebody's got to give him a praise. The valley will reveal who you are. The valley will reveal what is in you. There's no Pastor Adrian. There's no Asylum worship team. It's just you and your God. But I've learned that if it's just you and God, you and a majority. Can I get a witness here that says I stood the test of time because God was with me? Can I get somebody here to stand and give God a shout and a praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Slap your neighbor, high five, tell your neighbor, the valley will reveal who you are. The valley will reveal who you are. When you're alone, and your wife is not with you, and the sisters are smiling, the valley will reveal who you are. Some of you I can see. Yeah. I can see how the valley is revealed when the traffic cop pulls you off. Let me try that side. You guys are really safe. Try that side. Marcus, I can see how you take out KFC money. Your character is revealed when you are in the valley. But I've come to preach to someone here this morning. Sister, doesn't matter what you go through, doesn't matter what you face, you gotta say the Lord is with me. Even if I'm in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff will comfort me. The valley will reveal who you are. But let that person in you, the Christ in you, the hope of glory arise. When the enemy come in like a flood, let us take up a standard and tell that enemy, you coming one way, but you will flee seven different ways. Can I get a prayer warrior to stand and say he's going seven different ways? Because while I'm in the valley, slap your neighbor, high five, tell your neighbor, Marcus, get my phone there. Tell your neighbor, the valley will reveal who your friends are, who your family is, and the valley will reveal who you are. You have to accept. Thank you, sir. You have to accept that everyone is going to have a valley experience. But what I like about the valley is the valley reveals who your God is. Raise the volume. There we go. Let me try one more time. I got time. Look at your neighbor, say the valley reveals who your God is. It doesn't just reveal who your friends and your family are. It doesn't just reveal your heart, but the valley also reveals who your God is. Because there's others that are watching you. One of the things
I can't believe, I get confused who's Malcolm and who's the other Lazarus. That. Please stand. Please stand, both of you. Let me show you a simple thing. I raised girls. I raised two girls and a boy. I raised two girls. I'm trying with the boy. Trying with him. He's 16 years old. He has his own car. It's driving me crazy. But be honest. Part of why you serve the Lord. I see it with my girls. You the grandkids? Stand. All the grandkids. Stand. You realize what? Bye, you. That's us. Stand. Stand. What do you call your grandfather again? Papa. Right. Papa is somewhere here. I saw him. Here's Manila. The valley. Bishop was telling me now when we were sitting there. He said, Bishop Wayne. I said, hey, Bishop Lazarus. It's difficult for Bishop Lazarus to call me Bishop as if we're on the same level. We will never be. Never, never. He's a general in the faith, man. I honor him. I do. Here's my point, Adrian. Here's my point. He was telling me, started this church with 6 people. Mama Nila never worked, and he went full time. Earned 200 rand a month. And struggled. Said, there's so many miracles that he can tell me about from how his kids went to university. And he was telling me your problems also you gave him. Yeah. Watch now. I'm belaboring, but I'm trying to make a point. I'm trying to make a point, Adrian. Watch here. So, the valley. He told me, you know, there were days when I trusted that someone from church would just come past the house and give me a little bit of petrol money. That's what Bishop told me now. So, how come these boys and girls, beautiful girls, how old are you? Caden is 16. I gotta marry rich, man. Somebody say amen. Yeah. Watch. So, be honest, gentlemen. When your dad was in his valley, he never forsook his God. Which means that I'm not speaking or I'm not standing for just the problem I'm going through. I'm standing for a generation. Oh, I feel something pushing in this church. I need every man, every woman that knows that even if you're in a valley, the valley will reveal who your God is, but the valley will teach you to stand not just for yourself, but for generations to come. Can I get somebody in this church that knows they are building for a generation to stand and give God a shout and a praise and say, thank you, Jesus, that the valley. That some of you are standing, not because you are oblivious to the fact that your father and your mother went through struggle, but the fact that you saw your father's tenacity in believing in this God. This God, am I in the right church here this morning? You must be careful how you manage your valleys. Because you will mess up your children and your next generation. Is there anybody that hear me? Some of us have messed up our own generations because we never knew who our God was. Some of you have messed up your children. Because you did not manage. Clap your hands like you're in church. Watch, I got 15 minutes. Number one, tell your neighbor, number one, You have to accept your valley. Because in your valley, you're going to learn a few things. But what I've learned, Pastor A, is that my valley requires a response. Am I in the right place? In the valley, you must announce your response. Because you're not going to be there for too long. In fact, if we look at the text says, yea, though we walk, there we go. That means that you must respond in your valley. Don't cry as if the valley is going to kill you. The valley is only revealing things and teaching you issues that will be helpful for when you get through the valley. Am I preaching to the right people here this morning? Am I in the right church? Siloam, are you present here this morning? I'm saying that you must know that when you walk through the valley requires a response. Watch. What happens? You take hot water, per se, and you put a egg in boiling water. What happens to the egg? Let me speak to those that were in a real valley. Not these egg Benedict kind of people on this side. Thank you. Please speak back to me, everybody. I gotta finish. I got a few minutes. If you put an egg in boiling water, what happens to the egg? Right. If you take vegetables, you can see you don't cook. You like, I'm joking. Am I right? I'm prophetic, yes. But if you take hot water and you put coffee in the hot water and you walk into the room, you see, you have to understand that the valley is like hot water. Some go through their valley and they get hard like the egg. They get bitter. Let me go one more time. They get bitter. They become ungrateful. They become nasty when they are in hot water. Then there are those that are like vegetables that when you put them in hot water, they mellow up, they cry, they don't want to talk to nobody. They wallow in their self-pity. They want you to say, "Hi, sorry, hi, shame." But the valley does not require that kind of response. The valley requires that when you are in hot water, put the coffee in and change. Am I preaching to the right crowd here this morning? I need every coffee smelling believer to stand on their feet right now and give the Lord a clap offering. Slap your neighbor around you, high five, tell your neighbor, which one are you? Which kind of believer do you think you are? Turn around, tell somebody behind you, which one are you? The valley requires a response. I want you to tell your neighbor, don't sit down yet. I want to see your response. Tell somebody on the other side, what is your response? Tell somebody behind you, what is your response? I'm in the right church here.
You see, I'm leaving you because some of you will sit down because you don't understand that many have survived their valleys. But when I came out of my valley, I did not come out bitter. I did not come out sad. Nor did I come out a weakling. But I come out smelling like a bunch of roses. Tell your neighbor, get up with me, because we gotta give a response to the valley. I feel like running in this church. I feel like running because I've got to give a response. I'm asking you, Siloam, what is your response? When things get hard, how do you respond? When things get tough, what do you do? I've had my bad days. I've had my sad days. I've had my down days. Oh, but one thing I know. The righteous may fall 7 times. Come, you the handsomest of the young ones. Come, you with your Liverpool shirt. Come. Are you the grandsons? Come. This side. Are they watching me on the camera? Come. Here we go. David says, I walk. Sometimes it might be baby steps. But one thing you can see is where I started. And where I'm going is not the same place. I might stumble. Can you guys help me? I might stumble and fall. Can I get a smarter Lazarus here? I might stumble and fall. You go. I'm old. You go. Stumble. There we go. I might stumble. Go down, Buti. I go down. Are you with me, Siloam? But the Bible says, though I walk through the valley, even if I stumble, I will not fear, which means that God is with me all the way. I'm looking for somebody here in Siloam that will give the Lord a shout and a praise to say, I'm walking through my valley. I might be down, but I'm not out. And when the Lord comes, the Lord can lift you from nothing and make you a something. Am I in the right church here this morning? I need at least 100 of you. Clap your hands right now. I might stumble. I might fall. I might be low. I might be low to the ground. I gotta give these boys an offering after this. Here's my point, and then I'm done. And we'll pray. When you're in the valley, don't hold on to your money. When you're in the valley, that's when you give the most. When you're valley, that's when you pray the most. What I liked about my valleys, watch everyone. When friends left, family left, when I rose, I realized I shall not give my praise to a man. Come, Jordan, give me some drums, but I'm waiting for somebody here. How many people know that when you're down and you recognize it was only the hand of God? I feel like somebody needs to tell the Lord, thank you. I am what I am. Paul says, by the grace of Almighty God. It's the hand of the Lord that will lift you up out of the valley. Pull somebody from their seat. Tell them, rise with me. Rise in power. Rise in glory. The Lord be. Hallelujah. 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 The valley looks for a response.